This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the continued momentum in India-Israel strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening these ties for mutual benefits. The two leaders strongly condemned terrorism and reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts towards a just and durable peace in the region, including early implementation of the Gaza peace plan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has supported the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise, asserting that the Constitution guarantees the Election Commission the sole authority to prepare the electoral rolls. He emphasized that the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls is the sole responsibility of the Election Commission and it is intended to purify the electoral rolls. Mr. Shah made these remarks while responding to the discussion on electoral reforms in the Lok Sabha yesterday.
Free and fair chunav karane ka.
The responsibility to conduct free and fair elections has been given to the Election Commission by our Constitution. The responsibility of preparing the electoral roll and making corrections to it has also been to the Election Commission. Under Article 324, the Constitution has given the Election Commissioner complete control over the formation of the Election Commission, the appointment of the Election Commissioner and the conduct of elections to the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, Legislative Assemblies, the Vice President and the President.
Defending the ongoing SIR exercise, the Home Minister pointed out that the first SIR exercise was conducted in 1952 under the then Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. Participating in the debate, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said, whenever the opposition lost an election, it raises questions about the electoral processes. Earlier, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that Election Commission is becoming partisan. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha held the discussion marking the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram for the second day yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated the discussion on Vande Mataram yesterday. Participating in the discussion, Ramila Ben Bichar Bhai Bera of the BJP described Vande Mataram as a powerful inspiration for all Indians in their fight for independence from British rule. BJP leader Ram Chandra Jangara also praised the song, calling it a symbol of national unity and inspiration. Jairam Ramesh of the Congress said that the national song was recited at every session of the Congress. BJP has criticized the Congress for its remarks in connection with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visit. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi termed the remarks as condemnable, saying that Mr. Modi goes abroad on official visit and for the work of the nation. He claimed that Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, goes abroad after every parliament session for vacation. Mr. Trivedi said the Congress, which remained in power for long, must know the difference between foreign visit on duty and foreign visit on vacation. He also accused Mr. Gandhi of tarnishing the image of the country during his visit. In China, 12 people have been killed after a fire broke out in a residential building in Shantou City in Guangdong Province, local authorities reported. The blaze erupted in the Chaonan district and was brought under control within 40 minutes by the district fire department. Initial reports indicate that the building was a four-story, self-constructed concrete structure and the fire spreading across nearly 150 square meter. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. In the FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup final, defending champions Germany reclaimed their eighth title, defeating Spain 3-2 in a shootout after the match ended 1-1 in regulation time in Chennai tonight. Earlier today, host India secured the bronze medal with 4-2 win over Argentina. And that is the end of the news bulletin.